This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, the one of the new trendy things to try to control as far as guns is age. Particularly on people between the ages of 18 and 21. That was part of I-1639 that we were just talking about with Daniel and Chad. And Senator Dianne Feinstein is currently attempting to implement similar age-specific regulations nationwide with her Age 21 Act. There's a couple of obvious problems to begin with. Are they trying to get people to vote? Don't they want to give 16-year-olds the right to vote? But they can't have the right to own a gun. We're going to convey upon them adulthood 2 years earlier, but they can't buy a gun. Plus, we already convey adulthood on them at 18. We allow them to join the military at 18. They vote at 18. Isn't it audacious for the government to say that an enumerated constitutional right cannot be exercised by a young adult? Especially if they will happily allow, or in the case of a draft, force these young adults of the same age to bear arms against people of other countries. But I want to focus on a different problem that's not receiving enough attention, the insidious classism of age-based restrictions. Age-specific restrictions have a disparate impact on lower-income individuals and, by extension, on the marginalized communities that these lower-income individuals inhabit. It's a problem of perspective. For wealthy Americans, meaningful adulthood often doesn't begin until after college, like at the age of 22 or 23. That's if they're not, going to become a doctor or a lawyer, just a regular old college degree. Gap years, graduate or law school, internships, and other luxuries of the relatively well-off often delay adulthood much longer. The most privileged among us might not adopt real adult responsibilities and lifestyle until they're, pushing 30. So, to wealthy and upper-middle-class people, including Feinstein, keeping guns out of the hands of 18 to 21-year-olds can seem as unobjectionable as keeping guns out of the hands of children because, in the eyes of the affluent, 18 to 21-year-olds are children. Children who have neither the capacity to use firearms nor the need. But less privileged Americans don't have the luxury of delayed adulthood. Between the ages of 18 and 21, they're getting real jobs. They're competing they're completing a technical or occupational education. They're paying bills and taxes. They're helping to support their families, and they're shouldering other grown-up responsibilities because they have to. These 18 to 21-year-olds are adults in every sense of the word, and it's the height of elitist condescension to treat them as something less on account of the fact that they didn't complete the upper-class rites of passage into adulthood. Not only do they have the capacity to own and use firearms safely, they may very well be responsible for the security of themselves and their families. These young men and women are unlikely to live in on heavily policed college campuses or in high-rent apartment buildings with doormen. Places where violent crime is rare. On the contrary, the lower-income individuals are more likely to inhabit higher-crime areas in which they're less able to rely on public safety services and more likely to need to protect themselves. And there's something especially disturbing about legislation that makes it even more difficult for an already vulnerable population to defend themselves. Now, I'm over the age of 21. You probably are, too. So these restrictions won't affect us directly. And nonetheless, we must be as vigilant in the defense of others' rights as we are of our own. Or else, we undermine the very notion of what a right is and means. We must fight these elitist age-specific restrictions with the same conviction with which we would defend our own rights. Now let's turn this dial a little in another direction. This is the same thing, but it's in the same template, in the same genre. The Washington Times Cheryl Shumley found a poll that tells us a lot of why Democrats, the historic party of racism, think the way they do. In what has to be one of the most interesting polls of the day, Rasmussen Reports finds that 1 in 3 Democrats think it's racism anytime a white politician criticizes a politician of color. Think what that means, if you would. What do you think that means? White politicians can't say a word against black politicians, Hispanic politicians, Asian politicians, any politician with a skin color that deviates from white without being accused of racism, according to a third of Democrats. Without being guilty of being a racist, that is. And that's just crazy. This is just speech-stifling, freedom-chilling crazy. And as Chumley herself notes later in the piece, it's actually pretty racist. Because this is the way this works. Black people are different from white people, and they're supposedly these fragile flowers. They can't take political give and take the way a white person can. Any disagreement with them is evidence of racism in a way it wouldn't be if the speaker were white. Same with Hispanics and Asians. So any disagreement with, say, Maxine Waters when she spouts something stupid is the same as putting on the white hooded bedsheet. Waters is, of course, black, and therefore not only can't be disagreed with, but evidently can't say anything stupid either. Isn't that sort of patronizing, Democrats? Isn't that a patronizing view of black people or anyone of another race? You're presupposing that these people can't think for themselves. It presupposes that people are so delicate that disagreeing with them would be like disagreeing with a 2-year-old. Even in Maxine Waters' case, we know that's not true. Waters thinks, all right, she just thinks wrong. It also explains why Democrats get so irrational when someone like Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio shows up. In Cruz's case, the confusion is so intense that they have to manufacture a Latino opponent out of some white guy to return their world to their axis. It would certainly explain their irrational reactions to the distinguished black physician and now cabinet official Ben Carson and the much-honored black former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, both of whom, by the way, came from classically underprivileged backgrounds and rose to the top of their fields. Democrats react to these people like a wet plug in a socket. It's a third of them, according to the poll, and they really think this. And if they didn't think it, they're telling it to the pollster out of a belief that it's the correct view to have. There's plenty of evidence that these patronizing and dehumanizing views do exist. Like Ayanna Pressley. We don't need black faces who don't want to be a black voice. If you're worried about being marginalized, stereotyped, please don't show up because we need you to represent that voice. I get it. This is racism curling in on itself as Democrats slide further into irrationality and virtue signaling. And it's actually quite inhuman. This is the leftist mindset. You can vote at 16, but you can't buy a gun. And you certainly can't say anything to anybody that isn't white. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstock.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. July 20th, 1969, I was 8 years and 3 months old. 4 months old. 3 months old. Those 3 months mattered on the playground. I wanted to be an astronaut. And on July the 20th, I watched on live TV when Neil Armstrong stepped on the surface of the moon. It was a Sunday. I remember it very well. One marvelous aspect of the journey is that America approached it with this openness that is impossible today. We did a lot of things a few decades back we couldn't do today. Couldn't do it today. It would be impossible in our new age of lies and disinformation. From Alan Shepard in Freedom 7 to the eagle has landed, the cameras were live and rolling. Meanwhile, Russia was hiding information and announcing successful missions only after the fact because they've had the only humans that died in space, you know. Their space program, like all things socialist, was encircled by death. The socialist need for secrecy cost us some lives. On March 23rd, 1961, a fire in an altitude chamber soaked in an atmosphere of at least 50% oxygen resulted in cosmonaut Valentin Bondarenko suffering third-degree burns over most of his body and face. He died in horrifying pain 16 hours later. Had they put this information out, you know, Grissom, White, and Chaffee might not have died in a similar condition in Apollo 1 when that one caught fire. Their bodies were so badly burned they were fused to their seats. But I digress. Here we are on the 50th anniversary of that historic evening, that magical evening when I watched on TV and I was told these guys were on the moon. And I went outside to look to see where the moon was so I could see if those guys were up there. I didn't, you know, of course I couldn't see them. So this past week, media outlets like the New York Times have charged NASA with their favorite two counts of indictment. In the 1960s, there were no women astronauts and no people of color astronauts. NASA was therefore a strictly white male power structure. The power structure is branded, of course, as white nationalism. In the modern leftist rendering, NASA engineers weren't focused on going to the moon. They were fixated upon excluding women and minorities from going to the moon. That's how you get to the moon. Just ask the press. You focus on who won't get to the moon. I watched the whole thing with my family. Jules Bergman was the science editor of ABC. He was a white Jewish man who Ilhan Omar would disapprove of today. Walter Cronkite was in all of his glory over at CBS. He was very white. Over at NBC, Chet Huntley and David Brinkley were white and white. They were all white men. The networks must have been focused upon excluding women and minorities from covering the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo programs. The Times describes their own reporter, Richard Witkin, as a witness to the history of aviation. You look at his picture, guess what? He's a Caucasian. And he's a he. He's not a she. We have to consider, I mean, this is what we're told. This is how ridiculous this is becoming. We have to consider the possibility that the media of that era were driven by dreams of white male nationalism when selecting the white men and no women who would cover the space race 50 years ago for the Times and the major networks. Apparently, woke is a postmodern synonym for leftist hypocrite. Fashionable swindle to take down white men and diminish any accomplishment white men may take pride in. The whole moonshot thing of 50 years ago just makes the collective press angry. The press is angry because they have to admit that white man landed mankind on the moon 50 years ago. Which begs the question, where did the 1960s era white male nationalists at the New York Times ever get us? Wasn't it white men that took down Nixon? That was one of your hero moments. Right? Wasn't it white Republicans that got civil rights passed? Yeah. Wasn't it white men who founded the NRA to enable slaves to get weapons? Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. It was something like that. This whole getting back and looking back at a time when, you know, this was, you know, that wasn't a thing back then. It wasn't a thing to look at things and criticize what we had. Because we didn't have nearly what we have today. And we have evolved. Look at what you got going on now all around you. Is diversity that important that we can't enjoy a momentous jump in our evolution that the moonshot was? I mean, we haven't done that. And, you know, I think the last time we went to the moon was 72. And we haven't even tried to get out of Earth orbit since then. And we had one trip where a bunch of white guys almost drifted off into space with Apollo 13. But they got it back. And since then, we have gotten diverse, and we've had diverse crews die in space shuttle. Is that what we were looking for? Is that sharing the risk? Females, they've been on those too. I don't get it. I don't even know what questions to ask about it. I just remember looking on that TV and seeing them stepping off of those landing gear and wanting to run outside and see that. And it never occurred to me that these were white guys. It occurred to me that these were humans and they were on the moon. I don't know. You leftists, you make my brain hurt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, President Trump was in Jamestown, Virginia, at the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then called the New World.
It's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again defending his decision to block election security bills in the Senate.
There's total agreement that the Russians were trying to impact the 2016 election. There's also almost total agreement that in 2018 they failed totally.
Last week, the Kentucky Republican blocked two bills that would have given more money for election security to states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. The Washington Examiner reports that the vast majority of Democrats expect to see politically motivated violence resulting from the current political war of words. 91% of them believe this, compared to only 61% of Republicans, which both of those numbers are astronomically high. Coming from the Examiner, after a week that saw President Trump and his foes toss toxic words at each other, there's now a warning that the next phase, could be violence. Nearly 8 of 10 Americans told the Pew Research Center that supporters for both sides could act on the politically charged rhetoric with violence. It was higher for Democrats than 91% than Republicans, 61%. Could be violence. Where are the people at Pew hanging out? Did they forget that the Bernie bro tried to kill all those Republicans in Alexandria when they were playing softball? Did he, you know? Coming from BuzzFeed, at around 7.06 a.m., a man in a blue T-shirt approached the field and fired a 7.62 by 39 rounds through a lawfully purchased Sentry International Arms SKS-style semi-automatic assault rifle, according to Alexandria's elected prosecutor. The shooting, he concluded, was an act of terrorism that was fueled by rage against Republican legislators. The day was one in a continuum of violence surreal days over the past year, from mass shootings to Charlottesville. You know, you may love those guys. You may hate those guys. You may disagree with almost everything they stand for. But that morning, those roughly two dozen people on that field, they were just trying to stay alive. That was 9 minutes of a, that was a near miss of modern American history between the dark aftermath of a deadly rampage political assassination and our own reality, in which most people don't think about very often, about June 14, 2017. The difference between everything changing and almost nothing changing at all. Then you go to law enforcement today. They have expressed serious concerns about the possibility of more political violence, obviously. Now, this is a political war of words that is going to segue into physical violence. But those words either involve law enforcement or are directed at members of law enforcement community, since our police officers are the first line of defense in protests and neighborhood assemblies. But not only for law enforcement officers. This translates directly into violence towards our police in a very simple way. Trump supports law enforcement, and the mainstream media doesn't. Leftists attack those he's been programmed to attack, and the enemies are delineated very clearly. Conservatives, the police, the military, anyone who supports any of these elements. Citizens with only a minimal disdain for authority, or those in police work, have been effectively radicalized. And watching this unfold is horrifying. But as far as Trump is concerned, it's nearly impossible to attack the president physically. So people are motivated to attack those he supports and those who support him. Rhetoric is programming and rationalizing people. And we're getting a violent result with this. What we thought of leftists in their tolerant hug everybody and advocate for the environment and animals agenda has devolved into straight out violence against anyone they disagree with. And our police and conservative leaders have been some of the first to be attacked. Now for me, one thing I've asked myself repeatedly is, how long it's going to take before this becomes a hot war? I know a lot of people that agree with me that given how far the left's violence has heated up, it is inevitable that incidents of armed conflict are going to happen. And it's not a matter of if, but when and where. And at this point in one of those conversations, I always say, I wish I knew where. Because, I trained to be a gunfighter, and the best gunfight is the one you don't go to. So I'm trying to avoid the trouble, but the problem is they will come for everyone. They will identify and then come at you as a mob. First, let's start with some juvenile vandalism. They might punch holes in your tires, break a few windows, knock on your door real hard, yell, get out in front of your house and yell at you. But how long is it going to take for one or more of them to work up a little more courage and want to go kinetic and bring a little direct action against me or against you or my family or your family instead of just property? I mean, when that begins, that's going to be bad. Because these people don't understand the true nature of violence. Violence is a commodity. It is used to demoralize people. to take from them their will to fight. Some of us know exactly how that works. Some of us have inhibitions that have already been violated once. And getting back into that mindset is just, you know, an incident away. What will they say when that happens? What will they say when they bring the violence and instead what they get for their time is absolute hyperviolence? What are they going to do when that happens? If any of you are in Antifa and you're listening to me now, understand this. I don't want that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to participate in that. And if you're listening to me, maybe you're either respecting what I'm telling you, or you're saying, well, it doesn't matter what you want. And I can guarantee you that will be something you live to regret. I can guarantee you that. And I can also guarantee you it's something I don't want. You should listen to reason. But you won't. Because you want violence. And I'm just, you know, I'm afraid you're going to find it. I just don't think you're going to find it quite the way you thought it was going to be. And that one will be on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I have some homework for you. Get on YouTube today and just go watch Milton Friedman on any show in the 60s or 70s when he was debating. If you don't know who Milton Friedman was, children, he was a big free market capitalist guy. He considered himself to be a liberal, but in the sense of a liberal being for liberty, okay? The reason I point this out is we used to have, even in the 60s and the 70s, during the free love and the, turn on, turn off, that all that other nonsense, we used to have politically a very civil debate. And go watch him go at it with somebody else, and you would think they love each other compared to what we have going on today. Which leads me to this. See, I don't mind if people disagree with me. I would give anything to have a noble adversary. To have a decent civil exchange of ideas, because in a civil exchange you might actually learn something. But a civil exchange also means you have regards for each other. Now I don't like people being jerks about certain things, but disagreement is not one of them, not at all. No one is going to agree with me on everything, so I don't get too worked up over it. Not everybody thinks this way, though. I guess that's okay, too. Because isn't that just another disagreement? What I don't like is when someone tries to use language to manipulate people into supporting them and their ideas. It's dishonest to the extreme. And yet, that's exactly what one of the Moms Demand Action leaders went on the record doing. It's no coincidence that they met, that the Lakeland chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America met precisely on the anniversary of July 20, 2012. That is the, that's the anniversary of the shooting in Aurora, where 12 people died and 70 others were injured in the Century 16 movie theater, or as I call it, the Gun-Free Zone movie theater. Group leader Leander Alessio of Lakeland said he wanted to make one thing clear to the small group gathered around a large coffee table in the Mitchell's Coffee House meeting room. We never talk about gun control, he said. We talk about gun violence prevention. Gun control is for somebody that has a gun in their hand. That's gun control. We talk about gun violence prevention. We're not a gun control group. It's whether you own a gun or not. Whether you handle guns or not is irrelevant. And volunteer Yasmin Barnes said it's about safety. And those are simply lies. No more than lies. The phrase gun control has a specific meaning. While many pro-gun people have the bumper sticker saying things like gun control is hitting what you're aiming at, or something like that, having two hands on the gun, something like that. If you bring up gun control around these same people, they know precisely what you're talking about. They know you're referring to laws designed to restrict our right to keep and bear arms. What Alessio is trying to do here is manipulate the language to trick people into backing something they wouldn't otherwise. If they were really wanting to support gun safety, they'd be working with the NRA on various forms of firearm safety education. That's a big part of what the NRA has done over the years, after all. Yet the Moms Demand Action continues to vilify the NRA and any other group that isn't a gun control group. Alessio knows this. No one can be part of a group and rise to even a local leadership position and be oblivious to the language coming out of the national level leadership. So he knows damn good and well what he's doing. The truth is that Moms Demand Action supports absolutely nothing but gun control efforts at federal and state levels. Claiming the group is really about gun safety, not gun control, is a disingenuous attempt to trick people into offering support for a group that seeks to curtail their own rights. Alessio has a concealed carry permit. And he holds up his status as a concealed carry permit holder like it's a talisman, a beacon. Why, he's one of us. No, he isn't. That's the other thing about gun control is they know the utility of guns. They don't want there not to be guns. They just don't want you to have guns. They think they are the chosen ones, the only ones that should be allowed to have guns. You should not. That's what we know. Anyone right now today who is not a criminal can buy a gun. Anyone can go through the steps and potentially get a permit. They, you know, depending on where you're at, they can be a little trickier sometimes. It doesn't mean you support gun rights or anything else. And it damn sure doesn't protect you from being called out on a pathetic manipulative tactic meant to confuse the debate and trick people into taking your anti-gun group seriously. That, in my mind, is not only wrong, but it is also unforgivable. The thing about being a gun advocate, a pro-Second Amendment advocate, a freedom advocate, whatever you want to call it, is that typically we try to come in and we try to bring facts to it. And facts don't play well. Facts don't play well. They make up facts on that side, and they do it with a very heavy, heavy emotional tinge to it. And then they push that emotional tinge to overshadow the fact that they're lying through their teeth. I mean, depending on who you're listening to, I've heard some politicians, and I know they just they were misspeaking, but you know they're trying to they're trying to do something. They come up with phrases like gun violence epidemic. Like you can walk in somewhere and not use the hand sanitizer and catch gun violence epidemic. It's going around, you know, it's just going around. Watch out. Watch out if you see anybody coughing. It's gun violence epidemic. Gun violence. Gun violence is just a subset of violence. I'm against violence. I'm against violence. We should all be against violence, but getting out there and being, and I'm against gun violence as a specific part of violence that I'm against. And what I intend to do is if somebody tries to perpetrate some gun violence on me, I'm going to respond to it with some hyper gun violence. And I will be in the right. I will, it will be what is referred to as a righteous shoot. And I will live with it. But I'll be alive to live with it. And what they're doing is they're trying to talk people out of having that one instinct of self-preservation. You don't need this. We're above this. Man has evolved. If that were the case, there would be no crime. Now. Especially since we got to watch Jean-Luc Picard. I mean, you know, don't we know about the Federation? Back again in 21 hours, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.